95 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo, K210 EO Santa Paula, K210 CH Ventura, K206 AA Laguna Beach, K208 AM Newport Beach, a service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Voted Station of the Year by our peers at American Public Music Radio. It wouldn't be Friday without Julie Slater and Jason Friday. Friday on a Friday on the SoCal Sound.
Off the table, guess where? It's a little Radiohead. House of Cards from In Rainbows. That must mean it's Friday on a Friday.
Woo!
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Julie Slater here with some special guests. Jason came in a little.
Jason.
That's my name. He came in early.
I'm excited.
We've got Judy and Roger, big supporters of this great radio station. Welcome aboard. I believe, Judy, you chose that song. Why don't you tell us about it?
I did. That particular song, several years ago when I heard it, I was hitting my Shazam button. And I was like, God, I just really liked it. It was kind of flowy and eerie. But then I heard it again, and I was like, God, I know this song. And I Shazammed it again. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's Radiohead. Because I don't know their music a lot, but I've gotten to know it from listening to this particular show.
We happen to be big Radiohead fans,
yes,
oddly enough.
Just a little bit.
And I can kind of pick them out now. When you play a song, it's like, I bet this is Radiohead, because it has that
vibe.
Tone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of soft. Anyway, but that's one of my favorites. So.
Awesome. It's a good one.
We were emailing before you came on, and you said you had a question for us, which I'm going to turn on you. Your first concert that you went to?
Much to how my sister would not agree with this, but I'm going to say that it was Genesis, Lamb Lies on Broadway.
Are you sure it wasn't this? It's coming in. Here comes the singer.
And they called it
Puppy Love. Is there any chance it was the Osmonds, by any chance? Somebody reported to us
how
that it wasn't exactly Genesis.
It's gonna be a long ride home on the 405.
Oh, my God.
It's so funny. So Roger had written in saying, hey, by the way, her first concert was actually the Osmonds. But it's funny because Jason and I were talking about our first concerts.
Yeah.
And your first concert, well, we'll get to it,
yeah,
but you wanted to actually say a cooler first concert. So people like to cheat. They like to cheat about their first concerts. We are going to get into Genesis, though. I pulled this one for you, for your first, I'm putting in quotes,
rock.
Judy's first concert. It's 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Like
missing its face. Somehow it's lying there, brings a stillness to the air. Though man-made light at night is very bright, there's no whitewashed victim as the neon's dim to the coat of white. He's gone, he's forgotten what he did, and the land lies down.
Yeah.
Phosphorescent. Right on, right on. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
It's Friday on a Friday, everybody. That means we made it to Friday. Another week in Southern California.
Oh, yeah.
During these interesting times. By the way, Fire Aid coming up on Thursday. There are a select amount of tickets still available. The show is Thursday at the Intuit Dome and also the Kia Forum. We've mentioned it's almost like a who's who of the music industry. Alanis Morissette, Dave Matthews, John Mayer playing together for the first time, Dawes, Graham Nash, Green Day, Lady Gaga, Rod Stewart, Stevie Wonder, Sting. So it's in two venues, and apparently if you go to one of the shows, there's going to be screens also showing you the other show as well. This is all going to be viewed on there's so many sources. We were just talking about, we've got special guests, by the way, Judy and Roger. Thanks for coming in. There's so many places you're going to be able to watch this on Thursday. Amazon Music, Prime Video, Apple Music, Apple TV, Disney Plus, Hulu, Facebook, Instagram, iHeartRadio, KTLA, Max, Netflix, Paramount Plus. Isn't that insane? It's just going to be everywhere.
Totally.
So you'll be able to catch it, and it'll be interesting. I don't know how there's so many artists playing, but maybe it'll be back-to-back from like each venue. Should be super cool. It's kind of giving me the vibes. Remember back in the day, Live Aid?
When
everyone got together for a great cause. So Fire Aid happening on Thursday. So we've got some more tunes to get to. It's Friday on a Friday. Our special guests, Judy and Roger, who donated to be here because they're supporting this great radio station. And they wanted to support Friday on a Friday as well. Yeah. We were talking about our first concert. So Judy, you said Genesis. What about you, Roger?
My first concert actually genuinely was The Police. It was the Synchronicity Tour.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow.
I saw it at the Hartford Civic Center.
That is cool.
That's not a bad first concert.
Yeah, no
And
kidding.
You're not lying on this one, like Judy was lying before.
No.
Okay, well, let's get into some Police for you right now. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound. We'll be right back.
Walking on the Moon, the Police. It's Friday on a Friday, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Jason Friday with me.
Yeah.
We've got Judy, Roger. We're going over our first concerts. I did have someone write in, Wendy Wainwright. She says, look, my first concert, I'm not lying. Rod Stewart and the Faces at Roosevelt Stadium, Jersey City. Two opening acts, Leonard Skinnerd and Alvin Lee with 10 Years After. That's pretty wild. She says the opening acts were pretty, like, blew her away. It was kind of amazing.
No kidding.
Let's get into, Jason, your first concert, which you almost lied about.
I mean, I don't really remember it because I was
such a wee lad,
but my Uncle Jim was Tina Turner's guitar player for like 30 years, so I say it's Tina Turner, but the one that I remember...
Hold on, we're going to get into some Tina Turner, and then we'll go to your fake first concert.
Okay, fine, I'll do that.
Here we go, it's 88.5.
SoCal Sound.
Be mine, but take mine.
We're going over our first concerts ever. It's Friday on a Friday, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
We've got some special guests. You guys want to say your names?
Judy.
And Roger.
They're hanging out with us. They were part of one of our last pledge drives. They donated to sit in on Friday on a Friday. So we were talking about our first concerts, and sometimes people lie about their first concert that we found out. So, Jason, you were saying, well, kind of your first concert was Tina Turner, but you were so little. But what's the concert that you like to tell people is your first concert?
I mean,
because it's even cool. Well, Tina Turner's pretty cool.
Oh, no, I know. And we were talking about that off air. Like, that is cool. But the one that I remember.
You were like a tiny little kid.
Yeah, I mean, I was a child. Yeah, exactly. And the one that I really remember was the Beastie Boys at the Forum. And that was a band that I got into very early, or a group, I should say, and they changed my life because I loved the hip hop. They used to be a punk rock band, too, before hip hop. And I was really, really into that. And I grew up with the girl that introduced me to all of that. And we all went, we got dropped off by our mom, and, you know. And yeah, it was a good time.
That is funny. We are talking about certain shows that your parents had to drive you to.
Right.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into a little bit of Beastie Boys. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Yes, indeed, it's fun time, fun time.
Seeing them, I think it was Randall's Island in New York.
Nice.
I think it might have been the Tibetan Freedom Festival. Pearl Jam were there. It was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
88.5.
SoCal Sound.
It is Friday on a Friday.
Blessed.
Welcome to the weekend.
Yes.
Here we are. We've got some special guests. Judy and Roger, how's the show been going for you? You guys donated to sit in on the show. How's the experience?
Awesome.
Does it live up to the hype of the excitement of being on Friday on a Friday?
I mean, words are...
You can't even come up with any words
right.
to describe. No, this is great. It's fun chatting with you all and
totally.
You know,
yeah,
getting to see how everything works and asking questions and
you're getting to see behind,
yeah,
behind right. the curtain.
Yeah,
I did want to mention we've been supporting a lot of benefit shows and one of them has been canceled this Sunday. It was in line with My Valley Pass, Valley United. It was Sunday afternoon, a bunch of local bands, but that has been canceled. It was in Van Nuys, just giving a note on that. We are chatting about the Grammys, of course. Those are coming a week from Sunday, and they've turned that into a benefit as well. We are playing a bunch of artists that are nominated. So Adrienne Lenker, who's in Big Thief, had her sixth solo album, studio album, come out this past year, Bright Future. So she's nominated, her first nomination, Best Folk Album. We're going to play a track off that as we when we get back to the music.
Faster.
Southern California, the entertainment capital of the world. Communities rich in culture and heritage, art, ingenuity, integrity, passion. Join us and subscribe at thesocalsound.org. Public Radio Amplified.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from C3 Presents, presenting Innings Fest in Tempe, Arizona on February 21st and 22nd, featuring The Killers, Beck, Incubus, The Black Keys, and more, and Extra Innings Fest on February 28th and March 1st, featuring The Lumineers, Kings of Leon, Casey Musgraves, and more. Tickets are available at InningsFest.com. Innings Fest, February 21st and 22nd, and Extra Innings Fest, February 28th and March 1st, Tempe, Arizona.
Here's another SoCal Sound Grammy-nominated artist. Grammy coverage this year, courtesy of Truly LA Tasting Room in the Downtown Arts District, featuring exclusive hard seltzer flavors and LA-inspired experiences.
You and I both know there is nothing more to say. Shutter shining eyes and turned her face away. Leaning on the windowsill, you could write me someday and I think you will. We could see the sadness as a gift and still feel too heavy to hold. Snow falling, I try to keep. Watch the spring turn to winter, fireflies all frozen. The seasons go so fast, thinking that this one was gonna last. Maybe the question was too much to ask. Been searching for your eyes. Someday, and I bet you will. We could see the sadness as a gift, and still the seasons go so fast. Thinking that this one was gonna last. Maybe the question was too much to ask.
Thank you.
You and I could see into the same eternity. Every second brimming with a majesty. Oh, kiss so sweet, so fine. You could hear the music inside my mind. And you showed me a place I'll find. Even when I'm old, just leaning on the windowsill. You could write me someday and I hope you will. We could see the sadness as a gift and still. The seasons go so fast, thinking that this one is gonna last.
I love Adrienne Lenker. Adrienne Lenker from Big Thief, but that's from her solo album Sadness as a Gift, up for nominated for Best Folk Album for a Grammy. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I'm Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
Roger.
Judy.
That was good.
We've got some special guests sitting in on the program today. We've been going over our first concerts. So we went over... Judy was really the Osmonds, but she lied and said Genesis. Roger was the Police. Jason was going to lie and not say Tina Turner and say the Beastie Boys. If I was going to, well, I have like, well, there's always like your first concert, but then like your, maybe your first one that you really bought a ticket for.
Yeah.
My first one, I think I was either in kindergarten or first grade, and my friend's mom was like, hey, I have tickets for Linda Ronstadt. And it might have been, it was in Michigan, might have been Pine Knob, maybe. But I found this cool cover of, it's Linda Ronstadt and Emmylou Harris.
Oh.
So I thought we'd play it. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor. Saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming, and the archers split the tree. There was a fanfare blowing to the sun. There was floating on the breeze. Look at Mother on the run in the 20th century. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 20th century. I was lying in a burned out basement with the full moon in my eyes. I was hoping for replacement when the sun burst through the sky. There was a band playing in my head, and I felt like I could cry. I was thinking about what a friend had said. I was hoping it was silver spaceships flying in the yellow haze of the sun. There were children crying and colors flying all around the chosen ones. All in a dream, all in a dream, the Lord.
So pretty, Emmylou Harris. Linda Rodstam, 88.5.
SoCal Sound.
It's Friday on a Friday. Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
Judy.
And Roger.
Judy and Roger are special sit-in guests enjoying Friday on a Friday here in Northridge. By the way, has everyone looked at the weather, what it's going to be like this weekend? I think it's dipping like at least 20 degrees, and it's going to be raining as well. So we had a high today of 71, which looks like that's where we're at. Oh, tomorrow 57. 52 on Sunday, 54 on Monday. A chance of rain, 35%, 75, 65. That's our meteorologist update, sponsored by.
That's perfect weather in my eyes. I love it in the 50s.
You know, raining and cold.
I mean, I'm also from LA, so I could say, oh, I love it in the 50s. My dad's like, you don't know what cold is.
Or he was from Buffalo, New York, yeah. Where it actually is cold.
Where it actually is cold. All the time.
So we were talking about our first concerts. So Linda Ronstadt was my first concert, but the first concert I really bought a ticket to was U2, and you happen to be a big U2 fan as well. Have you seen them live a lot?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, it's such a great time. I've seen them many, many times. I think I missed one. I was in college, and I think I was in a play, and I couldn't make the show. I think it was The Joshua Tree, which was a little upsetting.
Wow.
Luckily, I got to see The Joshua Tree, like, reunion tour.
Yeah, the Rose Bowl. That was fun.
Oh,
that was
they
great.
Did the whole album. Yeah. We saw that in San Diego, actually.
Yep.
I was scared to go to the Rose Bowl. So many people, and it was insanity.
It's very painful.
All right. So let's play some U2. Let's get some U2 in the house. Woo! Do you want to introduce your favorite song?
My first favorite song by them was the song Bad from Unforgettable Fire.
Do you think of Bono when you met him we were earlier talking about the Sunset Marquee, when Bono would be like, hey, Judy. Hey, Judy. Are you jealous, Roger, that Bono was hitting on Judy?
This makes up for the story I had to tell earlier. So, yeah. So hopefully we're even now.
Yeah.
Are we going to play some U2? We only have a couple more songs to go. Let's go.
If I could throw this
too. Bad. We've been talking about our first concerts. I never liked Bad. It's a lot of U2 fans' favorite songs because he always picked a girl in the crowd and brought her up on stage and danced and hugged her, and it was never me. So I was like, I don't ever want to hear Bad again.
By the way, we played it at two shows in the past.
Oh, yeah, we did cover it.
Yeah.
People love it.
Yeah, they do. It's fun to play, too.
That's funny. It's Friday on a Friday. I'm Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
We've got some special guests that have been hanging out on the show. Judy and Roger, thank you so much. You guys supported us during our last pledge drive, and we're part of this auction where you can donate to hang out on one of the shows. I know the morning show, More Music in the Mornings with Nick Harcourt and Jet, they had a special guest as well.
Yep.
So when we come around again with another pledge drive, you have an opportunity to do what Judy and Roger have done. And you could tell everybody how absolutely amazing it was to just hang out with us.
Yeah, this is really cool. I mean, we're sitting in a studio. We got big microphones and headphones on and a sign on the wall. It's a real deal. Maybe we're going to go out and, you know, drop some live turkeys in the parking lot like WKRP.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay, I did want to mention, so we've compiled, there's so many benefit shows popping up with such great artists. We've been compiling them on our website. You can find them at thesocalsound.org, but there was a new one that popped up today. I Love LA, Eaton Fire Relief. This is happening Saturday, February 8th. At the Glendale Presbyterian Church, really great artists a part of it. Andrew Bird, Bright Eyes, also Jim James from My Morning Jacket, Kelsey from Local Natives, Lucius, Kevin Morby, and more. Again, find that link on our website. I really hope, I know it's been a very difficult time for so many people. We all, if it didn't directly happen to us, we all know someone whose house is gone,
yeah,
whose life is in disarray, and we're all out there helping each other. So I hope you're doing okay. And as I always say, as we reach the end of the hour here, man, take some time for yourself this weekend and really understand how big, you know, this is impacting everybody, and take him.
Yeah.
Do what you can to take care of yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. It's times like this, it's tough mentally, spiritually, physically, everything. It's, you know, that's why we got to come together and
Great to see such a huge response,
right,
with volunteering and all these benefit shows coming up. I'm looking forward to that Fire Aid concert on Thursday. It's really going to be great. Judy, you wanted to end the show on a song, so why don't you ride us out into the weekend there, my friend?
Okay, I'll try. One of my choices was Lenny Kravitz's Let Love Rule, because I just feel that we need more love, and I think Let Love Rule is a good chant.
It definitely is.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you guys for coming in. Thank you for coming
for
to Northridge
us.
And hanging out.
So yeah, much
thanks
fun.
A lot.
I haven't mentioned that Judy does have lavender color hair, which
cool.
I really like. I
usually
have pink in mine. I'm disappointed in myself that I didn't throw that in there. All right, so everybody, until next time, my pretties. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Mookie's up next.
Love.